Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Day by Day, a radio show designed to address daily life issues, as well as covering informational, educational, yet inspirational topics that are sure to lighten the heavy loads in your life. Your host, Minister Lakiba Wallace, is a profiled author, sought-after radio television personality, and a reputable realtor. Having survived breast cancer has birthed a passion to empower people about health, wellness, and the power of God's love. So whether working in the office or driving in your car, inhale, exhale, and relax, because your rest is not too far. Just position one foot in front of the other by faith. Then you'll experience the wonders of living day by day. Now introducing your host, Minister Lakiba Wallace.
Hey, what's up, family? Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of the Living Day by Day show. We have an exciting show that is slated just for you today. We are going to be talking about some current events that is all over the news, all over the media. So these topics today should not come to you as a surprise. We'll be dialoguing a little bit about Charlie Sheen, who came and announced that he has a new health issue that's going on in his life. We'll also kind of dive into some issues regarding Black Lives Matters. And then, of course, we'll talk about the Paris attacks. But for those of you who may be tuning in to the Living Day by Day show for the very first time, we welcome you to the set of the LDBD, is what I like to call it. That, again, is the Living Day by Day show, which is a show that brings you an avenue of information. We bring you an avenue of education, and we bring you an avenue of inspiration. I know the shuns. So sit back and relax and tell somebody and tweet somebody, Facebook, text, all that stuff that you do anyway, and let them know that the LDB show, we are live, guys. Right now, we invite you to please call into the show. If you call in, we have some house rules, and those rules are make sure you are not somewhere where there are a lot of noise going on, because this show is live, so we don't want to hear you arguing with your baby mama or arguing with your baby daddy. We don't want to hear any of those things whatsoever. We like to have a clean, smooth show, because guess what? When some major network picked me up, I need for them to hear a clean, smooth show. Y'all know I'm silly. This is Minister Lakiba Wallace, and I'm excited to have the best co-host in the nation, also in the studio as well, who is doing amazing things. He is knocking the devil out for sure, and he is an amazing author as well. So it brings me great pleasure to present to some and introduce to others my co-host, none other than Preach Elder Brown. Preach, how are you, sir?
Well, all I can say is I am good. Minister Lakiba Wallace, how are you? I'm so glad to be here in the studio working this thing once again. Listen, y'all, this is going to be a show that is probably going to rock your gym shoes, your boots, your sandals, whatever you got on your feet. Lace them up tonight, because we're going to dive on into some very, very heavy topics. And this is actually a special report. This is a special report show, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, you know, typically we're on Thursdays, but, you know, today there's so much going on, we just had to do a show today.
Right, right. This is breaking news, everyone. Let me tell you, nudge your neighbor, pick up your phone. You already got your phone in your hand, so just send the text out, let everybody know that it's breaking news. We are live right now, and it's going to be a phenomenal show. You're listening to your boy Preach Elder Brown. Preach. And we really are going to hit some nuggets on tonight. So sit back, relax, text somebody, Facebook somebody, tweet them, send them a canned good. Let them know something, but let them know right now that the Living Day by Day show is online and we are live right now.
We are live. The live, that's L-I-V-E, live. Well, I'm excited to just be on the air again. You know, it's always a pleasure to be able to, you know, jump online and just, you know, greet all the supporters and the listeners out there of the Living Day by Day show. And so thank you guys. Before I even get into what we're going to dialogue about, I am so grateful for all the followers and all the supporters out there. You guys continue to make me shine, make Elder Brown shine, make the Living Day by Day show shine, and we are so excited about that. So I want to put this out there, and I hope somebody is listening that needs some help, or you know somebody who needs some help. The Living Day by Day show is going to be blessing a family, two families, that's two families for Christmas. So if you know somebody that is in the Atlanta area, and then I'm going to let Elder Brown do his piece. If you know a family in the Atlanta area that has two kids, three kids, whatever, and they need some assistance, this is your time right now to make sure you have all of our contact information. We'll give that out throughout the show. And, of course, at the end of the show, you need to have them hit us up, because not only do we just come on this show and just thank y'all, you know, in words, we like to also thank you monetarily as well, and thank you by helping out as well. So, again, if you're out there, you know somebody that's out there, we are going to be blessing two families for Christmas, and so we want to make sure that the word is out there and the word is spread so we can be able to do what we know God has called us to do. So in Atlanta, that's where I'm at. This is Minister Lakiba. I am in the Atlanta area, and so if there are a family in that area, then make sure that they connect with me. And then, of course, Elder Brown's area, sir, you take it away.
All right, so listen up. We definitely do want to bless two families, as Minister Lakiba Wallace has said. So if you're listening and you're in the South Bend area, that means you are in South Bend, Mishawaka, or the Michiana area, contact me, send me an inbox at Preach Elder Brown Preach on Facebook, and reach out to me, and I can get more information to you. Now, don't everybody do it at once, but we're going to make sure we're able to bless at least two families, and we'll work that and try everything that we possibly can to put a smile on two families' face. That's South Bend, Indiana, Mishawaka, Michiana. We may even tap into Elkhart as well, but we definitely want to be a blessing. God extends a blessing, so we want to be a blessing. So if you are in those particular areas in which I just named, go ahead and send me a inbox. And what we'll do is we'll go ahead and go through that and see who the lucky individuals will be. I don't have a bike, so I won't put my name in that, but I do believe that someone else can get a bike. You know what I mean? Not that I'm too old to ride a bike, but I do believe that as we bless others, God will bless us. So this is going to be definitely a great endeavor.
I know, I'm excited about it. I am truly, 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 truly excited about just having the opportunity to do God's will. I mean, it's not just all about, you know, our listeners and followers and supporters just, you know, applauding us. But we'd like to take this time during the holidays to applaud you. So with that being said, let's dive into, we have three heavy topics that we're going to be talking about tonight. And so the first one, and I'd like to give a disclaimer too, if you're calling into the show, as we dialogue about Charlie Sheen's issues, we ask that, you know, you be kind and you be thoughtful. And that you keep him in your prayers. This is not a show where we are bashing or making fun of anybody, because that is truly not the will of God. But if you are anywhere near TV or radio, it is all over town. I don't care where you are, where you may be. I'm sure you've already heard the news that Charlie Sheen, the actor, has come out and released a statement on the Today Show indicating that he is HIV positive. So this is not hearsay from anybody else. You know, sometimes, you know, you hear things third party or secondhand or what have you, and you don't know for sure, but yet and still, you know, you let the cat out the bag and you just start running with it. But reporting. What'd you say, Elder Brown? I'm sorry.
No, I just said, oh, wow. You know, it's heavy. It's from the horse's mouth.
Absolutely. Came directly from Charlie Sheen. So we're not, you know, here on the Living Day by Day Show, we value the information that we send out to you. But early this morning and throughout the day, there have been clips just played over and over and over and over again about Charlie Sheen's I don't even want to say a newly diagnosis, because from what I understand, he has been HIV positive for 4 years. And because of a lot of people probably trying to blackmail him, blackball him, saying, you know, if you don't pay me, I'm going to, you know, tell. I don't know who in their right mind would even do something like that. But I'm gathering that's what happened. And so today he got sick and tired of it and said, finally, I'm going to stop it. And I commend him for coming out and saying, hey, I'm HIV positive. I shall not be paying another dime to any one of you guys. And so, of course, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm sure that's what he said and that's what he meant. And so so I want your thoughts, you know, you, Elder Brown, and others who are in the chat room and listening to the show, what are your thoughts about Charlie Sheen coming out and announcing that he's HIV positive? We also want to talk about his wife. I believe he was with his wife up until 2011. You know, what are your thoughts about that? And then also, too, what are your thoughts about the people? We don't know who they are. I don't know who they are. Elder Brown may be able to expound a little bit more about the people who blackballed him and told him that, you know, if you don't pay me, I'm going to let people know that you're HIV positive. And so, Minister Lakiba, my position is I support him 100% in coming out, because it's nothing like staying all balled up and in the closet and in embarrassment and in shame and don't want anybody to know. That is a heavy weight. That is a heavy burden for anybody to carry around. I don't care what you're carrying, be it I'm HIV positive and I don't want anybody to know, or I'm financially depleted and I don't want anybody to know. That is a heavy weight to carry. So my position on that is I commend him for coming out on one of the most syndicated, well-known TV show there is, and that was the Today Show. He came out and he said, that's it, I'm tired of it. You know, I'm not going to continue to let y'all drain me drip dry, because really the truth of the matter is, whether I pay you or not, you talking anyway. I mean, you talking anyway. You know,
right.
So what are your thoughts about that, Elder Brown? I mean, he's come out, the cat's out the bag, it's here. Should people start to treat him differently? Should people start to look at him differently, or what?
I mean, you know, you said it right very clearly in the beginning, but, you know, I have to say this, you know, and, you know, here's my disclaimer as well. Preacher Elder Brown will state you this, that, one, I definitely do support that Charlie Sheen did, as they say, come out. That's their new terminology now. But I think I would say made aware. I do support the fact that he did make the world aware of his condition. Now, there are two sides to this, because, one, he really did not have to come out or tell everybody his illness. He did not have to do that. But there are a number of things that that were in alignment that caused him to bring that news to everybody. But I do commend him to the fact of being bold enough to say enough is enough. Now, some people would say that we have no respect for a armed robber who basically turns themselves in instead of being caught by the police. Some people say they have no respect for someone who does something and when they're caught become apologetic. For an example, when the pastor was allegedly caught with or was said that he was sleeping with boys, it was then at that time he had said, yes, this is so. And a lot of people did not have respect for that because he was caught. And because of him being caught, that caused him to bring it to the forefront. So many times people would say that they lose respect for a person because they really did not want to tell everyone their business. But as it relates to Charlie Sheen, his back was against the wall. And let me talk about that for a minute. His back was against the wall in retrospect to the people that said to him, you know, if you don't give me this X amount of money, or if you don't pay me, if you don't give me this, if you don't, you know, basically pay me to keep my mouth shut, I'm going to the media. And, you know, one of the things that goes on in this world is we are a world of blackmail. Everybody, once they get some news on someone, if the person does not want to come out and be frank about it, you know, they're blackmailed. If someone see, you know, someone riding down the street and it's not supposed to be the person that they're riding with, you know, they're married and everybody knows the wife, and they catch this individual riding down the street with Tanya, that's big news. You know, TMZ is all on it. And because we have this stigma and we have this identity that we're trying to keep, you know, we don't want nobody to know what's going on with us. So when someone comes up and say, well, you know, if you don't pay me, I'm going to squeal. Well, if you got the money, you're going to, you know, and depending on how many people know you, you're going to pretty much pay. And this is how our world is so jacked up, because these individuals found their, as they would say, they found themselves a gold mine. Really, like, I am going to put your news out here so that everybody can be exposed and know what you're doing. And if you want me to be quiet, pay me some money. When you're desperate and your name is out there and you're a pillar in the community, you're forced against the wall. And there's a pressure that happens that causes an individual to say to themselves, what do I want to do? Do I want to let people know what's really going on with me, or do I want to pay this person to become, you know, silent? Money talk. And in this particular situation, I believe that Charlie Sheen said enough is enough. Like, y'all are not taking money from me. You're taking money from my family. And as he said on today's show, he said that, you know, you're not taking money from me. I mean, per se you are, but you're taking money from my family. And Matt Lauer asked him and said, will you have to pay these individuals after today? And Charlie Sheen said, well, I hope not. That was my mission, or that was part of the mission. So even though he has now brought this to the world, and we now know his personal condition, he still has to deal with it. He still has to deal with the looks. He still has to deal with the people rejecting him. He still has to deal with any particular investments that he were invested in, commercials or whatever the case may be. People pull it from him. This is how our world is. We find out something bad. If we don't support you or support what you have done, we pull away. So you start losing a lot of those plugs. So he's at a very, very crucial state in his life, you know. And as for the church, you know, I'm praying for him, because I know that this is real heavy for him. You know what I mean?
I agree with you 100%. I mean, I think, you know, it's really below the belt when you can take a serious, well, any condition, but certainly something of this magnitude, that you can take this situation that not only affects Charlie Sheen, but it affects his whole entire family, his children, his ex-wives,
right.
I mean, grandkid,
right.
I mean, everybody. I mean, and you can take this and basically blackball somebody about it. You know, I don't agree with that at all. That's why I said I stand behind him 100%. And coming, basically saying, hey, I'm HIV positive. There it is. Instead of you trying to hear about it from somebody else, I'm going to let you hear about it from me. But it's just so alarming to me that for 4 years, If you heard the Today Show, for 4 years, he's carried this around for 4 years, paying people to keep their mouth shut. And I don't know if you know, and I apologize, I should have researched that, but I thought I heard that he paid almost $1 million or over $1 million to silence people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It totaled just about $1 million of the individuals that he had to pay out. He never gave a number of the individuals that he paid out, but he totaled in the ballpark avenue of $1 million. And apparently that $1 million really didn't keep their mouth shut.
It's just really unfortunate, you know, that people are just nasty and evil like that. But, you know, I was looking and just doing a little bit of research before this show, and, I mean, this is a serious thing. I mean, there's more than 1.2 million people in the United States that are living with HIV, and almost 1 in 8 of those persons are unaware that they are infected. So there are people walking around right now that are infected with HIV, and they have no clue. Even Charlie Sheen said himself that, you know, he kept having headaches, and, you know, he was getting night sweats, and he really didn't know what was going on with his body. And, you know, after a gazillion tests and spinal taps and all that kind of stuff, the doctors finally came up with the true diagnosis of HIV. But I would not want to wish that on anybody. I mean, you're just walking around. You're sick. You don't know you're sick. You are infecting other people because you are unaware that you are infected. You know, and I could say I currently have. Of course, I'm not going to say names, but I currently have 3 friends that are HIV positive and have been now for 10 plus years, and so it's just and I'm really hoping I can get one on the line before we end to come on and talk about it. He's HIV positive. He's well known in the media. Him and I have been friends for quite some time now, and it's a heavy weight to carry. It is a heavy weight to carry any secret around. But the diagnosis of HIV, I would not wish that on anybody, you know. And again, I can't imagine who would blackball somebody about, you know, them being HIV positive. Just for the life of me, I can't.
When you're desperate, you know, here's the thing, and I want to go to a tweet from Urban Magic Johnson in a moment, but this thing is a bad case scenario because both individuals are, when I say both individuals, I'm saying someone who is dealing with someone who is as famous as Charlie Sheen. You know, this is more than just, and I'm going to be frank with y'all. I know there can be people that want to have some different things about how I say things, but this is Preach Elder Brown. This is how I talk. But when this individual or the women that were there knew who he was as a caliber, so this was more than just a booty call. This was, I struck gold. This is what these women, they were prostitutes, of course, high-end prostitutes, that basically, you know, were summons to him. And he paid, you know, and he paid what he gave. But here's the thing. They knew they had a gold mine when they knew it was him. They knew it was a gold mine, but somehow they had gotten very close, or he had gotten very close, or he had let his guards down, and someone was privy to knowing that he was HIV positive. So they knew that, you know, he had this disease. They knew that he had it. And the desperation comes in that, one, he's going to do what he has to do because they're there for that moment. And then the person who is there, that woman, she's going to do what she needs to do because it's a desperate situation. Listen, I'm going to go to a tweet from Urban Magic Johnson. This tweet was about 37 minutes ago from Twitter. And Urban Magic Johnson, everybody knows he's a very famous basketball player, icon. He's an icon. Magic Johnson, icon, played for the Lakers for a number of years. Remember, Magic Johnson came out and told the world that he himself was involved or basically ended up contracting the HIV as well. And he is now now being a spokesperson for HIV and AIDS. Now, this is Urban Magic Johnson. Here's the tweet that Magic Johnson sent to Charlie Sheen about a little bit over 30 minutes ago. So here's the tweet, and it says, breaking his silence, Charlie Sheen breaking his silence, I hope that he joins me in educating the world about HIV and AIDS. Now, this is from Magic Johnson, who, of course, has now been privy to knowing that someone as famous as him, of course, Charlie Sheen, has now have the HIV disease. But then here's the other thing that Magic says on his later tweet. This is the second tweet. This tweet was 41 minutes ago to the 30 minutes. So Magic Johnson is very, you know, he's very much into tweeting this. And then he goes, this is a tweet from Magic Johnson about 41 minutes ago. He says, I wish Charlie Sheen and his family the best. With the advancement in treatments and medicine, he can fight this disease and live a long life. Okay? Now, this is from a man who, and I don't have my paperwork in front of me to tell you exactly what year or how long Magic Johnson has had this particular disease, but he has had medication, and, you know, times have changed now as opposed to how things were in the 80s, how things were in the 90s, to how things are in 2015. We have more advancement as it relates to medicine. So here you're talking about Magic Johnson, who has had this for quite some time, well over 10 to 15 years, and he is still living. This is some really heavy stuff, really, really heavy stuff. And so Magic is inviting Charlie Sheen to join him into educating the world about this particular disease. This is heavy. Yeah, this is really, really heavy.
This is very heavy. Preach, Elder Brown, preach. And you brought up a very good topic. When did that tweet come from Magic Johnson?
This tweet came from Magic Johnson. The first one was about 30 minutes. So they're both now in the same category of 40 minutes. Urban Magic Johnson tweeted Charlie Sheen, and it's on his page. It's on his page 40 minutes ago. Magic Johnson tweeted at Charlie Sheen, breaking his silence. I hope he joins me in educating the world about knowing about HIV and AIDS. And then he also tweeted 2 minutes later, I wish Charlie Sheen and his family the best. With the advancement in treatments and medicine, he can fight this disease and live a long life. So he's really, you know, here's the thing. Magic Johnson, we know that he has the medicine. We know that he has gone through several treatments. He has a special doctor. And the last part of his tweet is so encouraging because it says, he can fight this disease and live a long life. But for him to say that, he says, with the advancement in treatments and medicine, he can fight this disease and live a long life. Now, this is coming from someone who has had HIV, who has understood what AIDS is all about. And, again, like I said, it's been well over 10 to 15 years, and Magic Johnson is still active in the community. He is still multi-millionaire. You know, he has several businesses that are going. He's healthy. You know, he's encouraging, and he's been an advocate in the front line for educating the world concerning HIV and AIDS. And for him to tweet to Charlie Sheen, his first supporter, this tells us that Charlie Sheen won't be by himself. He does have the support of people. And this is the thing, you know, not to judge him, no matter how he got it, no matter who did what, this is not that kind of situation. This is really to uphold him because, as he said in his interview with Matt Lauer this morning, you don't know, there may be people that may come to him saying, Charlie, thank you for kicking this door in because I want to come out now and tell the world. So this is a really heavy thing. You're going to hear me say heavy a lot, Radio Land, because I want you to understand that, you know, Charlie Sheen did not make an announcement that, you know, he has a leg that's getting ready to be cut off. He didn't come to make an announcement that he's broke and he's filing for bankruptcy. He did not come to make an announcement saying that he committed adultery and he's married someone and found out that they left him or whatever. He didn't come out to say that. He came out to tell the world that he has something that he has to live with to the day that he died. And that's why I keep saying that this is heavy news.
Yeah, I got that. I think the tweet from Magic Johnson is so powerful because who best to know what Charlie Sheen has been going through and what he has to face, what he will go through. I mean, we know Magic Johnson was diagnosed with HIV/AIDS long. Matter of fact, I stand corrected. I believe he was diagnosed with HIV that had not developed into AIDS due to the medication and the treatment and all that kind of stuff that's out. So I commend anybody that has enough courage to come out and say, you know, hey, this is what I've been going through. I'm not ashamed about it. You know, I'm living through it. I'm living well. I'm living in peace. And I'm trusting that, you know, God is still able to heal. I don't care what anybody say. You're talking, you know, and you're listening, should I say, to a cancer survivor. And so if God is able to pull out cancer, he's able to and heal cancer. He's able to pull out and heal, you know, HIV, AIDS, whatever illness or disease it may be, God is able. But I want to introduce to the world for the very first time a young lady who's on my show. This is my old classmate. We go way back.
Yes,
in.
We do.
You know, she reached out to me several years ago when she explained to me what was going on, and I embraced her. We talked back and forth via Facebook, and she sent me a message, a few weeks ago, and just, you know, hey, sis, I support you. I love you. You know, I sent a message back, love you too. And so it brings me great pleasure to introduce to the set of the Living Day by Day show for the very first time Mrs. Wright, who is an HIV survivor. Welcome to the set of the Living Day by Day show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you all on such a topic as this. You know, that this is a really heavy topic to be talking about. You know, it's been 15 years for me now, and God is still able. I'm still working, I'm still doing my thing, and I just think, and I just give it all to God because he is the one that has kept me for 15 years and going strong.
Oh. Oh my God, that is amazing. And I have my co-host that's on the line too, who is a powerhouse, Preach Elder Brown. Preach, I introduce you again to Mrs. Wright, who, as she said, she, you know, 15 years.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did a show today with Channel 10 News earlier. They contacted me, and it was on the 5 o'clock news. And, you know, we just getting the word out there, you know, to tell people to get educated and you can live a normal and healthy life.
See, I was getting ready to talk to you about that, Ms. Wright, because you didn't say nothing wrong. You definitely are Ms. Wright, because when people know that, even though after this has happened and you get the diagnosis or so, but as you just said, as your first few moments of the show, you said you can still live a normal and productive life. When you
said that,
you have helped thousands of people just by saying that, and they're listening now.
Thank
when
God.
You say you can live after this, people need to know that. They need to hear that this is not a death sentence. You know, and
exactly.
It's so encouraging to hear you say that. Can you talk about that, letting people know about, you know, you can still live?
Yes. At first, I didn't quite understand it, and I didn't know how I was going to. But by the grace of God, for 15 years, I have been dealing with this. And through family support and constantly taking your medicines when you're supposed to, and, you know, and eating a healthy diet and exercising and just being obedient, because God put doctors, you know, in this field for a reason. And I just thank God because of my doctors and because of the education that I received, you know, I'm still able to live. And not just live, but to exist and enjoy life. And so I just thank God for that.
Wow.
Yeah. So because in the mornings I take 3 pills in the morning, and at night I take 2 pills, and I really don't have any other issues, but, you know, sometimes the anxiety kicks in, the depression kicks in, but I pray over that anxiety and that depression, and I keep pushing, because God has me here for a reason, because the more we educate, the more lives that we're going to save.
Wow. Wow, that is so powerful. That is so powerful.
And, you know, I have to address this, because y'all know Minister Lakiba, I'm just so transparent. And Elder Brown, I know you will help me tackle this. I'm hoping we get to the other two topics today. But we have somebody in the chat room that wants to know, and I'm going to read the conversation, and I'm glad for the text and message that came through. I'm listening to your conversation, and I want to know how this transfers to ministry in the church. Very good question. I'm so glad you asked about that. You have set yourself up for an opportunity to get informed about the power of God, because we realize that the Bible says that God is a healer. And yes, we are talking about Charlie Sheen's diagnosis with HIV. But make sure you listen in closely, because we're also talking about, you've heard it firsthand from the young lady, Mrs. Wright, who is an HIV survivor. She began talking about who God is. And so we are doing this show, as we said in the beginning, and I encourage you to listen to the replay, that we support Charlie Sheen coming out. We support any person who is dealing with HIV or any other type of issue that they may be dealing with. The Bible says to lay all of your burdens down, cast all of your cares unto God, because He is the one that is able to deal with all of your issues. He is the one that is able to heal you from all of your issues. He is the one that will shut the mouth of the devil, that He will silence the mouth of your enemies. This is not an opportunity for anybody to be ashamed. This is not an opportunity, and I'm preaching, you can never ask a minister, soon to be elder, question and don't get an answer. This is an opportunity for God to be who He is, to show the world. You don't know God. You don't know what God's plan is for Charlie Sheen. You don't know what God's plan is for Mrs. Wright, who's on the phone, an HIV survivor, good friend, old classmate, all of that stuff. Nobody knows what God's plan is, but here is what we do know. And Elder Mike, I'm gonna toss this mic to you, Elder Brown, because you know, you know God is a healer. He is able to do all things. Watch this, but fail. So how does this transfer into ministry, into the church? It transfers this way, and it's one word, healing. That's how it transfers into the church, because the message
Absolutely.
That we're conveying today is that we don't want you to be silent, whoever you are. If you're going through something, give God the opportunity to deal with what you're going through. Now, if you're that person and you want to be silent about it, then this ain't the show for you. We're not asking you to come on the show and talk about what you might be going through. But for those of you out there who you're listening to the Living Day by Day show, this is Minister Lakiba, and we are dialoguing about Charlie Sheen's newly diagnosis of HIV. We're dialoguing about how good God is with a HIV survivor, Mrs. Wright herself. God is a healer. He's able to do all things but fail. All right, I'm throwing the mic to you, Elder Brown. Take it.
You know, it's awesome that you said that, too, and, you know, and I'm so grateful to God for Mrs. Wright, because when she came on, she hit the nail right on the head. She didn't waste any time. She came out, pardon my friend, she came out the battle swinging, you know. And what people don't understand is that this is not saying that it's over for him. You know, I met a woman years ago. She was 48 years old, and me meeting her, and I was talking to her because she was part of the family, and she said to me, she says, you know, I'm not living my life yet. And I'm like, okay, you know, and at the time, I think I had to have been maybe 13, 14 years old. She says, well, you know, I'm not living my life yet. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? She says, I'm not going to really live my life until I turn 50. And I never understood that at the time, because I would think, like, you know, you're living your life now. Maybe, and this is just me saying that from my angle, and then I'll go to a spiritual level, but maybe Charlie Sheen has not lived his life until today. Maybe you are going through a situation right now. Maybe you are dealing with something right now you can't tell nobody about. When you get to that level that you've held it for so long, only you and God knows, and then you begin to tell someone else that you trust. Sometimes when you open up that trust, that's when you begin to live again. And I know that may be a difficult pill to swallow, but remember, it's not the silence that that gives you life.
Yes.
It's the being able to talk about it that gives you
yes.
life.
Amen.
There are people right now that want to commit suicide because of something they cannot talk about. But let me tell you this, and this is Preach Ella Brown, and you can bring it right back to me, because most people that are committing suicide don't want to really tell anyone. But when they mm-hmm. commit suicide, it speaks volumes. Let me say that again. Mm-hmm. When someone really wants to commit suicide, they really don't want to tell no one what the issue is, because this is the only way out.
Right.
But when they feel that it's the only way out, but that no one tells them that if they do it, it's going to speak mm-hmm. volumes. It's going to say
Amen.
Something was wrong with you. You were dealing with this. You were dealing with that. Now, let
right.
me go to a spiritual level. Minister Wallace said it correctly. One word, healing.
Healing.
Because God can heal anything. He can heal you
yes.
from
yes.
anything. There have been confessions. My goodness, we have 16 mm-hmm. minutes. There's confessions that have been said that there were people who had went to the doctor, and a doctor said, you have cancer. And they went back to the doctor, no longer have cancer. There are people
mm-hmm.
who have had AIDS, and there are people who have had HIV, and they have went
mm-hmm.
and did test after test after test, and it's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you can begin to live again, but you've got to realize
mm-hmm.
that this relates to faith. It goes back to your belief. And there's nothing,
yes.
hear me out,
nothing
too
nothing.
Hard for
nothing.
God.
God.
This is what
God.
Transfers right into ministry. Your sickness, your healing is the open gate threshold to God's healing and divine
yes.
favor for your life.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Jesus. Well, Mrs. Wright, take the floor, because, I mean, really, who can really say best, you know, what it's like to be HIV positive and what it's like to see God keep you for 15 13 years, who can say best what it's like to share your entire life with the world?
Amen.
But you.
Amen. I take this time because it's because of God. When I first found out, I was in the process of getting a divorce. I had not even signed the divorce papers yet. You know, a lot of people say that it was a gay man's disease, or it was this and it was that. But, you know, God said that no one is exempt. So at first I questioned God, why do I have to go through this? Yes, I did question him, and yes, I had suicidal thoughts. Yes, I had depression, but because I know God and because I know there's people praying yet for me on this day, I didn't think I was going to make it past the five-year mark, but the 10-year mark came. Now I just bless God because I'm 15 years later, and I'm still here. And I'm still here because I know that God has a reason for me being here. And so I'm just trusting him, and I'm just going to keep on praying that I know that there is a purpose for my life. And I'm going to continue to stand. I'm going to continue to trust. I'm going to keep continue to push, even when I don't feel like it. I'm just going to keep pushing because I know there is a plan for me. And that's my testimony. I just give it to him because just like you said, that God, I mean, I could have been gone years ago, but God.
Wow.
I mean, I've been in and out of the hospital, but God. God said, no, that I got a work for you to do. So I'm just thanking God because I know there is a work for me to do. And anybody out there, don't be ashamed, because the minute that you be ashamed, another soul is lost. The more we talk about it, the more we will be blessed. And that's my testimony.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Gotta preach right there, right?
Amen. I just thank God because my oldest son is 30 and my youngest son is 25 in the Air Force. I have two grandchildren. So, yes, I mean, I am a fighter. I got a work to be done, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do what he wants me to do because it's not about Annetta. Another has been put to the side, but it's about God. So, and I just want people to just get tested, get educated, ask questions. If you can't find the answer, find it, Google it. Find a caseworker, find a health center. Talk to your doctor, get tested. Please get tested, get tested, get tested. I can't push that enough. Get tested, even if you've been with someone for 10 to 15 years. Still get tested, still get educated. Because even at the age of 62 and over, there's a lot of new cases that's coming out with HIV. So it's not just about the young, but it's about the old too. So I'm just trusting God that he's going to continue to open doors and continue to bless me. Thank you for
and
this opportunity.
And he will.
Yeah.
You are absolutely welcome. Just take about 2 seconds and tell, you know, the listeners and the supporters how they may be able to get in contact with you, any radio, TV personality that's out there, magazine editor, whoever, journalist that wants to contact you to do a story about the glory of God that is truly shining through in your life.
Well, the only way they can contact me is via Tora's email, and that's annettaw@yahoo.com. That's annettaw@yahoo.com. Or you can contact me through Facebook, and my name is Annetta Wright. And that's how you can contact me.
Awesome.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you so much, Bruce. You know I got mad love for you. I thank you so much. I'm always praying for you. And this is not going to be the last time because I believe December is HIV AIDS month, I believe, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we're going to have to do this again. You have an awesome testimony to share and spread to the world, and definitely a platform for you to be able to educate others. So thank you so much for being a guest on the Living Day by Day show.
Oh, you're welcome, and God bless you.
God bless you. Love you.
So much.
All right, bye-bye.
Wow. You never know what God has in plan. You know, you just never know what God has in store and has planned. I mean, she openly discuss and talk about her diagnosis, you know. And that was her testimony, and I'm hoping I will be able to, you know, because I want, for those people out there who have not heard Charlie Sheen talk about it, I want to give them the opportunity to listen as well. So hopefully everybody can hear this, so sit tight for 2 seconds. It's coming, y'all, I promise you. I'm just going to let you listen to a clip. 1 second.
Looks like some folks have had it with their airline credit card miles. They need the Capital One Venture card. With Venture, book any flight on any airline, then use your miles to cover the cost. Now that's more like what's in your wallet. Charlie Sheen revealed the secret he's been hiding for 4 years on NBC's Today.
I'm here to admit that I am, in fact, HIV positive.
The actor says he's not sure how he contracted the virus, but he'll never forget what led to his diagnosis.
I thought I had brain tumor. I thought it was over. After a battery of tests and spinal taps, all that crap, they walked in the room and said, "Oh, what's going on?" So it's a hard 3 letters to absorb.
Sheen says that news sent him on a...
I just wanted y'all to hear that clip. That's Charlie Sheen's testimony. And if you noticed, you know, he basically said it's the hardest time for him ever. But I commend him. I cannot say that enough. I commend him for saying, hey, enough is enough. And for all of you out there who may be listening, I know this show was about Charlie Sheen's new diagnosis of HIV, as well as Black Lives Matters, as well as, you know, the Paris attacks. And we only really had the opportunity to really dialogue about HIV. We had a phenomenal young lady come on and talk about, you know, she's been HIV positive for 15 years and healthy, taking her medicine and going to see the doctor and all that stuff. So, you know, if you're out there, it's not too late for you to be healthy. It's not too late for you to, you know, surrender your life to God. It's not too late for you to have a Charlie Sheen moment where you feel like, hey, enough is enough. Family members are blackballing you. They know about what's going on with you. And, you know, you're just trying to keep it hush-hush and stressed out. And, you know, enough of that mess. You know, it's time out for that. You know, if you are going through any situation, it doesn't have to be HIV. We hope it's not that. Whatever situation that you may be going through, hey, take the lid off, come out, let people know what you're going through so you can get some help, so you can release that weight that you've been carrying around.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's a monster to hold on to it. And, you know, after been dealing with it for so long, I mean, 4 years is a long time to be silent, but it's certainly a long time to not be silent and still be silent, you know, because the people that knew, they knew his information, and it's a tough time for him. And, you know, we definitely have to extend prayers to him. But again, like I said, what he did today, whether people would like it or not or critique it or not, this man went before the world, whether he was pressured or not, and told the world his business. Radio Land that you're listening right now, would you do that? Young man, would you do that? Young woman, would you do that? And that's important to think about. What would you do if the shoe was on your feet?
Absolutely.
Would you live with it, or would you tell someone?
Well, we do have another message that's in our chat room, too, saying thank you so much for, you know, basically answering the question. And this is a topic that needs to be talked about in church. And I cannot agree with the person who is in our chat room right now enough. This has got to be, you know, talked about, because, you know, you come into church and you say you're HIV positive. People start looking at you funny. They don't want to sit by you. Don't call for me. Don't, you know, really? Are you serious? You know, so again, I am I'm just elated. I really wish there was more time to dialogue about it.
Right,
but
right.
We have just about 5 minutes before this show goes to comes to a close. So let's dive deeply in 2 minutes, Elder Brown, about Black Lives Matters. Black Lives Matters, there's really not a lot to say about that except, you know, I don't care if you're green, orange, purple, Hispanic, blue, whatever you know, might be, Caucasian. Everybody's life matters, but I think the whole reason for the Black Lives Movement is because there are a large percentage of blacks that are being gunned down, they're being beat down, they're being killed by, you know, people in authority who we trust, who we depend on to protect us. Yet and still, we're finding that there is a large percentage of blacks that are being killed. And I'm certainly not bashing a police officer or law enforcement. I'm not doing that at all. Don't misconstrue my message. But I'm just saying, you know, it needs to stop. I don't care who it is. It's black-on-black crime. You know, we'll deal with
right,
that. So,
right.
You know, so I apologize that we did not have the opportunity to really dialogue about all the topics. But, you know, God knows. I mean, we had a great show where we talked about Charlie Sheen's HIV condition, Mrs. Wright's HIV condition, and had a awesome opportunity to just really give some information out there as well. So go
yeah.
to cdc.org if you're out there and you want more information about HIV. Elder Brown, do you have any closing remarks?
Yeah, I do want to just go back to the go back to the Black Lives Matter, and yeah, we do apologize that we didn't get a chance to jump into that. It is a heavy topic. We didn't sweep it under the rug. It's just really heavy that, you know, a lot of these particular topics that we're talking about are very, very heavy and, you know, very short on time. But listen, there's a pastor friend of mine who, when you talk about Black Lives Matters, we're not talking about her, you know, her son being shot by an officer or being shot by a security guard or anything like that. This pastor's son was shot by another black man. We talk about black on black crime. This is it. We talk about Black Lives Matters. This is it. And on Friday, she has to bury her son. 21 years old, was shot dead in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And she has to bury her son this coming Friday. Black lives matter, all lives matter, everybody matters. We have to really look at what's going on in our world, even what's going on in Paris. This is really heavy stuff that's going on. There is a contact information for this particular pastor in Wisconsin. Whatever how you want to reach out to them, I'll give you the information real quick. Her name is Pastor Rosalind McLennan. And that's, you can reach her on Facebook, R-O-S-S-L-I-N-D, P, and then last name is M-C-C-I-N-T-O-N. That's R-O-S-S-L-I-N-D, the letter P, and M-C-C-I-N-T-O-N. That's the pastor's name. Again, like I said, she's burying her son. So Black Lives Matters have now hit her front door. She's been preaching and teaching, and now she has to bury her son this coming Friday. Listen, put the guns down. We got to put the guns down.
Absolutely. Well, we thank y'all. We got a minute before this show wraps up. We are going to have a part two. I didn't realize that, you know, it was going to be so heavy, but it was. Follow us. We're on Elder Brown, Minister Lakeeba, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and every social media network that's out there. You can find us. But again, thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Living Day by Day show. This has been an awesome segment where we dialogued about Charlie Sheen's HIV diagnosis, Black Lives Matters. We did not touch on the Paris attacks, but I promise you we will. I love y'all so much. Thank you for all your tweets, all your comments on Facebook, and in the chat room. Again, stop by our website, livingdaybyday.net. Be blessed.